Mistress Wanda, cruel punishment session. Mistress Wanda punishes her slaves and enjoys the cruel torment. I knocked on the door with some trepidation. I have never had a session with Mistress Wanda before. We'd been emailing for a few weeks, and I'd been begging to be allowed to serve her. And finally, she'd agreed. She'd given me some directions to a cottage buried away out in the woods. I had arrived at 11:30 a.m. and I sat waiting till my allotted time of 12. Then I made my way up the drive and very gingerly chapped the door, nervous and excited at the same time. She answered the door and in a curt, blunt tone said, "Come in." I stepped inside and I stood in the doorway. Closing the door behind me, I turned and waited. She pointed to a set of stairs to my left and said simply, "Down there, strip naked, kneel on the floor and wait." I did as commanded. As I got to the bottom of the stairs, I looked around the room and my eyes widened with what I saw. I was in a dungeon, a torture chamber. There was a St. Andrew's cross, a cage, a bondage bed, a spanking bench, a wooden pony, a throne, a queening chair, to name but a few, as well as a row after row of mean, scary looking whips, canes, riding crops, and tawsies. There was also nipple clamps, weights, pinwheels, and countless other implements of torture. And my mind raced, and my heart pounded as I looked at them. God knows what she would be using on me and how severe it would be. I did not have time to look carefully, as she could come down any minute, and I needed to be ready for her. So I quickly stripped naked, placed my clothes and personal effects in the basket provided, and knelt on the cold, hard floor to await her entrance. I didn't need to wait long. It was only about 10 minutes when I heard the click, click, click of her heels on the floor above me, and then of her coming down the wooden staircase to where I waited. Walking over to me, my eyes were on the floor, and just her boot tips were visible to me. "Well, don't just look at them, slave, kiss them," she barked at me. I instantly put my head down to her black boots and began to gently kiss them. I kissed all the way up to her thigh and back down. Then she tapped my cheek with the other hand, and I switched to her other boot and repeated the process. "Stand up, legs apart, and hands behind your head." Oh, I did as I was told, and I looked at Mistress. She was a very imposing person, standing at 6'2" tall. She was wearing black thigh-high boots, a black t-shirt, a tight black yoga pants that highlighted the bulge between her legs, to simplify the fact that she was actually a transsexual who wanted to humiliate her slaves. As she looked at me, my mouth was dry with nervousness, fear, and excitement. She told me to go over to the St. Andrew's cross. I did so, and still facing her, she shackled my arms above me by securing my wrists to the clips, and then did the same with my ankles. I was now helpless and exposed. Beads of sweat trickled down my body and from my forehead as I wondered what was going to happen to me next. Without a word, she went over to the wall and inspected her tools. She was obviously carefully choosing which to use on me. She was not the slightest bit interested in my fear or my nervousness, and was just taking her time, picking up scary looking implements and then putting them back down. Eventually, she picked up two small clamps and walked over to me, smirking sadistically. She squeezed the clamps in front of my face and then quickly snapped them onto my nipples. First one, then the other. The pain from those biting little clamps was excruciating, but made worse when she hung weights from them. I winched and yelled out in pain, only to receive a brutal slap to the face. "Shut up," she yelled. "If I want to hear your voice, I'll tell you that you're allowed to speak. And until then, shut up." I held my silence by biting my bottom lip hard while she flicked the clamps and swung the weights. My face contorted in pain. She was enjoying the look she was seeing. Moving back over to the wall, she came back with a small riding crop, swishing it a few times in the air. I shifted my feet nervously, but I could not close my legs or pull my arms down to protect myself. She stared at me, and then quickly and swiftly, like a cobra, grabbed my balls and twisted and pulled them upwards. As I rose to my tiptoes and gasped, she laughed and increased her grip, pulling sharply. I thought she was going to pull them from my body. Her deep laugh filled my ears, and every so often she would give a harsh tug on my nuts. I felt I was about to pass out with the agony, but it was about to get worse. The first slap on my balls made me feel shocked for a few seconds before the pain hit, but then she had whacked them again. Slowly at first, she hit them with the crop, then sped up till she was battering them at a rate of 2 to 3 times a second. I was jerking, squirming and thrashing, trying to get away, but it was hopeless. The St. Andrew's cross is built for immobility, and her tight grip of my testicles meant moving was nigh on impossible. Eventually, she stopped and moved back to the wall, and I felt the sickly feeling in my stomach from the pain of my balls. I tried so hard to catch my breath, but within a few seconds, she was back. I heard something crackling, and I looked up to see her holding a purple violet wand. Oh my God. I squirmed instinctively, but of course it was useless. She came to me and began using it on my legs, my arms, my stomach, and of course on my cock and balls. It's like 1,000 elastic bands being pinged on me at the same time. That horrible little wand electrocuted my body till tears were running down my face and I was begging her for mercy. "Good God," she scoffed. "That's the quickest jet for anyone to break. You're useless." Unchaining me, she dragged me over to the bondage bed, threw me on it and chained my face up. I was spread-eagled on it and she attached an o-gag to my mouth and kept it wide open. She then attached a clamp to either side of my head, meaning my head could not be moved even an inch. I then knew at this point, Mistress was in charge. I was now totally immobilized. She disappeared from my view, and I could hear her moving and what sounded like her getting undressed. When she came back into my view, she was totally naked. Her tits were massive, 38 double D at least, and looked absolutely perfect. Her washboard stomach had a delicious six-pack, and there was hardly any fat on her body. However, my eyes were focused squarely on her cock. It was at least 12 inches and was rock solid. I fidgeted as she straddled me, and she put her cock over my strapped open mouth. I looked at her pleadingly and tried to talk, but it was impossible with the gagging. She smirked and looked down at me as she began to masturbate. Wanking her cock, she got excited, and pre-cum dripped off and ran into my mouth. I was helpless to do anything but lie there and await the inevitable. As she stroked faster and faster, I knew she was close to orgasm. Then it happened. Her body stiffened and she let out a massive groan. Her cock jerked in her hand. Thick globs of white spunk covered my face. It went over my eyes, my nose, and of course lots of it went into my mouth. The salty taste made me gag, but I couldn't swallow it or spit it out. All I could do was lie there, utterly humiliated, with a big load of shemale spunk on my face. She got off me and walked away. I couldn't see her, but she said, "Well, I'm off now. I'm hungry. I'll be back to see you in an hour or so. Enjoy the taste of my cum. You'll be sucking the next load out of my cock later on." She laughed and walked on. She switched out the light and I heard her go up the stairs and then nothing. I lay in the dark, unable to move, and covered in cum with nipple clamps attached, waiting for her to come back. But she wasn't going to come back. She told me she'd come back in an hour, and I have to just lie here now and think about it, think about everything that's happened. And I can still smell and taste the cum in my mouth.